Welcome back to the award-winning Travel Planners Radio Show with your hosts, Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
Hey, it's Peter Greenberg here. You're listening to the Travel Planner Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy, and don't say I didn't warn you.
Thank you, Peter.
Let's go back and talk to Terry Marshall Holder some more about Tanzania. What a great place. And that is on my bucket list, Kevin.
Well, I would agree with you. Yeah, you said you were there for 10 or 11 days. What are the accommodations like?
Oh, the accommodations are amazing. We stayed in camps. You stay in camps on the Serengeti. And our first camp was Kaz Mara Camp. And it's like glamping at its finest. You have these tents, but you have incredible furnishings in the tents. And you have your own private bathrooms within each tent. And you're right there, you know, you have like a little porch and you're overlooking the Serengeti. So you can see animals walking by. Because of that, at night, you don't leave the tent without a guide. So the people that work at the camps watch for you, and you have a flashlight. And if you need to come out, you flash them with that light so that they can escort you back and forth to the main lodge, because there are lions, of course. So you don't want to surprise a lion in the night. But the accommodations were perfect. We had three-course meals. I mean, the amazing chefs, and they really do an incredible job. Hospitality there is just over the top. It's really wonderful. And we stayed I can't pronounce it very well, but Nano Moro Camp as well, when we were in another part of the Serengeti. And then our final camp in the Tangerine area, we actually had a pool, an infinity pool, and in front of the pool was the plains, and you would see they had a water trough for animals. So while you're swimming, you know, zebras and warthogs and other animals are coming up to get a drink of water. So it's an incredible experience.
I could just see being in the pool and a big giraffe decides to take a drink.
Well, it's drinking pools, not swimming pools. I think.
You're right.
Although it's kind of like our backyard.
So, one of our girls,
what's on the menu? I will tell you this: one Russian restaurant, I had lion for dinner, and I'm sure it was older than was and died of natural causes, because I think beef jerky was probably more tender than it was. What's on the menu?
No, well, we didn't have that. So, you know, it's a variety. I mean, we had fish some nights. We had, you know, we'd have chicken. We had, I believe we had lamb one night. But it's you know, it's a variety of meat, and just really delicious. I mean, you know, all the vegetables and, you know, everything. We had salads and soups, and some nights it was stir fry and other things. So it was just an incredible variety. And
it
was my birthday.
Can you get a cold beer if you want one?
You can. Yes, actually, we had wine, South African wines, which were delicious, and they had full bars. They had full bars at the camp. So yes, it was just really everything you could want. You know, it was there. And you know, the breakfasts were made to order. If you wanted to order eggs a certain way or anything like that, you could. And we would take picnics sometimes out for our lunches if we were on a game drive and have a picnic, you know, on the Serengeti. So it was really.
If you said you were out on a game drive, what other opportunities do you have other than to see wild game? Is there anything else on the agenda?
Well, mostly we were there for the wildlife. So that was our main focus. And we would do game drives every day. But in the evenings, you know, we didn't always do two. Sometimes we would do things at the camp, and they would do sundowners, they called them, like little happy hours for us. And the staff was just very entertaining. They would do dances.
I'm liking this more and more.
Yeah, it's really an incredible experience. And, you know, in the
morning.
How long
do you spend out in the vans or jeeps or whatever, safari vehicles, every day?
We were in safari jeeps, and yeah, it can be. I mean, some days we would go in the morning for a few hours and come back and take a break in the heat of the day. And then go back, you know, in the evening. But, you know, just the nature is incredible. And, like, one evening we were out just before sunset and we saw lions mating, which is something, you know, you don't see every day. So
no, you don't. That's true.
Do they, We saw some giant tortoises mating one time, and I can't explain to you the noise they made. Are the lions noisy or silent?
Well, the male lion, you know, roared for a while afterwards. I guess he was, you know, bragging or something, because he just kept roaring. You know, she went back to sleep, but he kept roaring. So it was pretty
claim
incredible.
Your territory.
Exactly,
Terry, you had mentioned that you followed the Hadzu tribe on a hunt, and that they speak a click language.
Yeah, what's
a click language?
Well, they do some words, but a lot of things are just clicking, like you would click with your tongue, like that kind of stuff. And they communicate that way. And we had a translator with us. He grew up. He grew up with the tribe when he lived in the village, and so he knew them. And he's convinced them to let people come and meet them, which is something they've only done in recent years. They live in the bush. They're nomadic, and there's only about 800 to 1,000 of them left, estimated, in Tanzania. They don't have a long life expectancy, as you can imagine, living like that. But they greeted us with, they were singing, and it was really interesting to be able to, you know, communicate with them, even though you couldn't speak, because you knew what they were saying. Like, they wanted to teach my husband how to make fire, and so he's, you know, doing the stick, you know, rubbing it between his hands, and he has muscular arms, so one of the guys kept coming up and squeezing his muscles, and you know, was doing the muscles. Yeah, it was really funny, and Then we followed them on a hunt, the young ones, and we followed them through the bush, and they had these primitive bows and arrows, and then they, you know, they hit a bird, and the bird wasn't quite, you know, dead, but they brought it to Greg, my husband. I think they thought he was a chief. He was with all these women, so they kept bringing him things.
Works for me.
Greg and seven women.
Exactly. They thought he had seven wives, but yeah, it was really interesting, and they wanted to share. They hit a squirrel, and they wanted to share it with us and cook it for us. But thankfully, we were out of time, so we didn't have to partake in the squirrel. So,
hey, squirrel's not bad. I will tell you that. You know, growing up in the Midwest, way that's not, I won't say it's a delicacy, but it's not bad.
Yeah, well, I don't think I'd want it with the fur on, and that's how they were cooking it. So it was pretty gross.
No, that's wrong.
Yeah, I remember growing up in western Pennsylvania, and my mother had to skin squirrels that my dad had shot.
Yeah.
So you said they entertained you a little bit. Please tell me they didn't do rap music.
No.
Maybe
their own form. maybe their own form, but yeah, they just had these instruments that were made from, you know, stuff in the bush. And, you know, I was videoing them on my cell phone. And they actually, as soon as they finished, wanted to come see themselves on video, because the phone fascinated them. Because
are those available for our listeners to look at? You have a website they can see?
You know, I haven't, but I can put them up on my website. Yes, trippingwithterry.com. So I will put the videos up there.
Well, let us know and we'll pass it along.
Sure. Sure.
Sounds like you would definitely do it again. Give us their website once more, please.
It's TopGuides, TopGuides, safaris.com.
Super.
And
thanks,
I highly
Terry.
Recommend
Have
it.
Fun. Have a great time on your next trip, and keep in touch.
You too. I will. Thanks.
Bye.
Don't go away. We're just getting rolling with the Travel Planners Radio Show, and we've got a lot more coming your way. Again, email us anytime you like, kevinandsuetravel@yahoo.com. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Sue McCarthy.
Thank you for listening to the Travel Planners Radio Show. We'll be right back on the Gab Radio Network.